abdomen. These medicinal herbs are really good. They're very helpful. And also the walrus oil. They are really helpful, especially when my husband was alive. We used that for drinking 1 teaspoon. And if God wanted that person, they do take them away. Whether you put and give them aid in all the medicine that you can give, but you don't give up. You don't give up.
And we also have
because we do not live by ourselves. My name is Eunice Levitt.
So I think it's really useful.
I forgot something, and I would like to say it. The land plants are very helpful, and we still don't know some of them. And the one that I would like to talk about, I know of, especially to the young people. Sometimes we reach hardship, and I was a reindeer herder then. What can I use for livelihood when I was, especially if I go through hardships? Then I start eating the parts of caribou, and I would eat parts of the stomach from the caribou. The caribou eats these lichens. Boy, they're really good. They're tasty, and they're very soft to eat. And if I couldn't swallow, then I would look for these type of things. People have already tried them, and some people may have not tried them, but they're really good. They're very tasty, and they're very soft, and they're very chewable. And this, that's what I wanted to add, the lichens. They're talking about lichens. I just remembered something. My name is Herman Rexford, and I would like to say something. They were talking about boils, seeps, you know, boils on the skin.
It's called manuk.
When I was, Jack Smith used to live in Beachy Point. He started treating me because I had a boil on my back. He used the skin of the bacon. They didn't have sliced bacon at that time. He put it on my boil, and it really hurt. And so we treated it like that, and finally it came out. The oil of the bacon is good for the boil. Another thing, magayala, fine sand. If you don't have anything, you put it on top of a stove, and then I don't know what, excuse me. It was a heating pad. You can use it as a heating pad, fine sand. And then another thing that you can use for constipation is bearded seals.
And then after they place the cover in their throat,
intestine, you use that as for constipation purposes. My name is Herman. My father was older, and even though I am young right now, I have heard. And and I will talk about the things that haven't been discussed. I have used I have experienced oil boils in my skin. A long time ago, if a boil couldn't pop, they used these willow leaves. They would cover the boils with those willow leaves. They would just clean it out and then put some more covers on the boil. And when it happens, then the boil pops and seeps out. Also, I have heard of this from my father. If you have a bad eye infection, if a person cannot see very well and their eyes turn red, they use clamps, and then they use the sharp and then they cut the little red lines from the eye. That they used to treat their eyes in this way a long time ago. Also, another subject on the eyes. They also use berries that grow from the land. You gather the berries and then you smash them up and use the juice of the berries to put it on the eyes and then cover it with the cloth, and that's treated for eye infections. These are the things that I have heard, and but I have seen where they treated the eyes. Banner's father used it, and my father also used to say, his name was Biuluk, his friend who was a young lad. Biuluk and Avakan would Biuluk was almost dying, and when they could, the people couldn't treat him anymore. He was an older man, and he said, "A person who cannot be treated again in any way, then they should take him out to the sun and just show out the pain to the sun, towards the sun. The sun can work wonders because of the heat." These are the things that I have heard. They're very, sometimes you wonder about the truth of these, but I have heard of these, and I have tried some of them, and they do work. My name is Amos Mori. My name is Nana Karak, and I would like to say something on medicinal herbs. I would like to tell you what I know. If you use a beluga oil, you put a little bit of coal oil and put it on the side of the body and then cover it with cloth. And it heals very fast if you treat the wound in this manner. You split coal oil and beluga oil, half and half. I still use them presently on my nephews. Whenever they cannot be treated for earaches, then she uses that treatment on their earaches, and it still works because I do have a lot of nephews that I can use my medicine on. Also, I remembered bacon. You use the skin of the bacon on the wound and then cover it for several days. leave it like that, and then take it off, and it has boiled out. The wound has surfaced. My mother used to talk about nirukka, stomach contents of the caribou. You also use that. And you use it on the tree, wound for several days, and then take it off after several days, and it heals by itself using the contents of the stomach of the caribou. I was also included in treating these wounds. And if we have to support any of these, then we will support them. Presently, a person's tinguk liver, if you treat it in a little way, it'll go away. You have to massage it. And my nephew has had problems with that area, and so I massage it, and now he doesn't have to go see the doctor. I have nothing more else to say, and it's lunchtime. This afternoon, the women will be going to senior center, and the men will remain here, okay? See you.
That's the end of this tape.
These are the old types of houses that people still clung to. And these houses that they were talking about, made of wood, are kind of new. You know, houses made of willows. When I lived with my parents, and my parents made and my great grandparents made houses like that. They tied willows together when we were coal mining. We made houses made of willows tied together. And I have lived for a long time. And these are the type of houses that they worked on. They make those too. This is the correct type of form of a house. White people always talk about sad houses, and these are the types that they talk about. Other people make houses like this too. Our house is still standing up in the land. I was born and raised in Atkasa. We also had a house in Milford. And the family of Iroquois know how to live up inland. While we were still living up there, we caught those of old people living there. Family of Samarwadik. Manikchak family. We also traveled to Cross Island. I also know the village of Nurse, because we traveled by dog team. We also traveled around Akkasuk. We also made houses that were on top of each other. And we also lived in that. We also used coal. There are a lot of people that lived it at Kasuk. We lived in Akkasuk and not at Meat River.
We didn't have electricity at that time. We had lanterns for lighting, using seal oil for the fuel, and they are used effectively. When I stayed with my grandparents at that time, early in the morning when they went trapping, I wasn't too anxious to get up, but when I would be sleeping on top of the sled when I stayed with my grandparents, my grandmother can relate these stories. The people who raised at that time to survive, and their parents' parents would relate the stories about their life, even though they lived at that time. These frames were made, wrapped with the sinew, with the willows. These willows were used as frames, wrapped with the wrapped so they can be used as frames. I think these houses are right on. Sometimes they use the wood on the front entrance as a frame to hold it up. Because you go back and forth from the entrance and it has to be pretty sturdy. Then you use the thinner willows to use them on the floor. Or we will use the caribou hide for our mattresses. We use coal at the time at Atkatuk. And then my grandparents used this house at Atkatuk, made out of sod house. It's still standing up to this day. And this concludes my contribution of housing. I'm going to contribute some of the things to the young people. What we used for fuel at the time, we put the oil on top of the ice and cut it up, chop it up, and then it would rancen quickly or faster. And sometimes we would boil it outside just to contribute some of the things on that part of the Can anybody say something about our new housing? How are the new housing, warm or are they drafty? Now, can anybody say something about this new housing project? Yes, they are quite drafty. Can you come here and tell us? These are the questions, whether the housing are warm or well insulated, or if what could be, if you ask, I'll try to answer. These houses that are installed, they are drafty. They are not built adequately, and therefore that is probably why they are drafted. They are all right in the summer, but in the winter, the house have to be kept warm. And if it was built adequately, the heating system and the heating bill would lower. And some of these houses are just built up without careful installing. tricked out of carelessness. This house that we are in, I have to maintain some of the parts when they are falling apart myself. And if they can carefully build these homes, and build them right without trying to hurry it up. But some of these houses that are built right are warm. Well, the heating bill in winter is usually pretty high. And it could be lowered with adequate housing, building. This house that I am in, they're cooking, there's no vent to take the smoke out unless you open the window. There's a smoke detector which goes up anytime the smoke comes out. And this is a safety device for the home, which is good. This is an indicator for any smoke detector which can be useful to home, which is useful to home. Our climate is rather different in the summer and in the winter, because there is a vast difference in the summer and the winter. The windows are drafty. The windows are very drafty. They are not insulated adequately. The large windows does not matter. It's just the way they're installed. It's not the size of the window. It's how they are built. They are drafty because of careless installation. The skirting of the building helps insulate the home when the foundation is too high, to keep the wind out. Right now, when a house is built too high, it helps to skirt it. It's the floor when it is. When you are sitting on the floor and the floor is cold, it's not good. That is what causes the field to be pretty high in the winter. And sometimes it frosts. It frosts because of the cold when the severe weather hits. When they are not insulated properly, especially when a house is built too high, a draft can start and frost. But when the building is cold on the floor, it gets very cold. could be used a windmill, or could we use a coal for fuel? Could we use a windmill to for electricity to conserve energy? These are being used here in Alaska now. And the coal. What do you think about the use of the coal? How can we use it more effectively in the North Slope? What can you say about it? This I can say. Because the fuel is so high in the winter. The use of windmill, if we can, I think that usage of windmill is rather high myself personally. Compared to what we have to pay in the winter, although the utility bills are still high, this usage of energy conserve, I can talk about. Can you say something about the future designs of the homes? These homes that we are in right now are comfortable and warm, even though we are staying in an older house that was built earlier when the housing project first started. The floor is drafty. These houses that were first built, the garage that is adjacent to the building. When it started to melt, when the heat comes out from the top, it frosted up there upon the roof and started a dripping. If I don't fix it, it will cause a problem again. These questions, I think I have concluded. Anybody have anything to say about housing? Feel free to come up and talk. These houses that are recently built by the North Slope Borough. My name is Celine. I am from Battle Island. Over there at Barber Island, we have a land that is sloped. We have moved from one place to another. The last time we were moved to a sloped area, and the houses are built in a sloping sloping design. But side of the house is built with a high foundation that you don't even have to stoop down to walk under. Do you think that they can, do you think that these houses, if they were skirted under, can be used for storage or for some use? But they were designed for that manner. I don't know who designed them, but they are completely hollow. You can walk right through, right under. If they were skirted, they would keep the draft away from the floor and keep the wind away. Coctovic has a prevailing wind. If these houses were skirted and carefully insulated from the floor, they would be a big help. Looking at the sun and the elements, how would the houses be built in a better manner? We try to follow the wind to keep the north and the south wind away. And also try to follow the zoning design of the building. It's kind of awkward to try to follow the elements and the city zoning. But they have tried to build them in that manner. Nolan over there has had two houses. He can probably talk about how the new houses are. When it was finished, whether it was completed, but sometimes we use three drums up here in 1 month. That is just 1 month. And in the summer, we don't use that much. When the severe cold hits, we do use a lot of fuel. I will give this mic to Nora. This foundation that is so high is something I wanted to tell you about, and I will get the mic to Nora. My name is Nora Aguilar from Barber Island. The house that we are living in was first burned, and now we have a new house, although it is not completed. The roof is almost caved in because the building has been so bad. When they first built the house, they insulated the house wrong. They didn't insulate the roof, just the upstairs. They didn't do the roof insulating. They only did the upstairs. And in the spring when we left the house, when we do come home, it is drips so bad, it drips even on the floor. When we come home, it is no place to come home to. Sometimes when the weather is so severe, we use 4 drops in the winter, in 1 month. Although when the weather is nice, we don't use that much. They are building new houses now, and they ask us to move to a new house. We are real apprehensive because of the way this other house we live in was built. I am grateful, all right. And there is hardly any room in the home that we are in. It doesn't have very much room for all of us, for my grandchildren and myself. And I am grateful that you can let me talk and relate to you. I would like to say something. These new housing that are being built recently, this house that Noah was talking about, see where it was insulated, not on the roof, but on the upstairs. And if it's insulated on the lower part of the upstairs, it causes a frost. If they are insulated only on the lower part of the upstairs, the snow is sometimes covered inside the roof, and when it melts, it starts to drip, and that is what causes the dripping that Noah was talking about. The snow builds up on the insulation and causes a dripping. If it's insulated up there on the roof, on the upper part, it would be more effective. And these windows, these windows that are drafty, when the window is insulated properly on both sides, on all sides, when they are insulated properly, they will not be drafty. Some of these houses, I believe, doesn't have any insulation. Thank you. And that goes for the door to be adequately insulated, to keep the draft out. My name is Sarah Kunangana. I would like to talk about the new housing. This housing that I have to talk about, it is not right when the house is insulated on the bottom. In 7 years in New York City, I lived in the new housing that was installed. That were installed by the new contractors. They have installed the door right there by the south, by the prevailing wind. And when it is insulated on the bottom part of the upstairs, it is not right. Okay. that you're also drafty. Nowadays, it becomes snow covered during the winter inside the house. They probably built the house in a hurry because we were living in a tent. While we were living in a tent, we were warm, but then when we moved into the new house, we were very cold. And also the sheetrock inside the house, I can't speak very well of them. And during the winter, when they become ice covered, we do not have a furnace in the house, we have a heater. We have a stove, which is a wood stove as well, and we use both of them to heat the house. That house is large. It does not have a separate room. We bought the floor, we ordered it ourselves and paid for it ourselves.